Welcome to episode 351 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Except for last week, because Samsung's a piece of shit.
So last week, technology kept us apart. This week, it allowed us to be together.
Yes, yes. Technology did good things this week. But last week, I was about ready to break everything I own.
I think that it giveth and it taketh away. Is
that how technology works?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how it works.
Technology giveth, technology taketh away. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing that somewhere, carved in a rock or a stone or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in the Bible, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Let us know if it's not from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's from somewhere else. Now, before we start this, I want to let everybody know that producer Gerald's here too. I want to let everybody know that myself and producer Gerald are in the middle of a storm.
Oh, are you?
So if the storm was to take down the power, you would be solo in the ship.
I can do that. I can run it. I got this.
Yeah, you would solo a three-man ship.
You look at me. I'm the captain now.
That's what could happen. So I just want to forewarn people that there's a little rumble outside. I don't know how severe. I'm not a meteorologist.
No. Or a climatologist.
Yeah. Well, doesn't even exist, so.
I know, I think that's a thing.
A climatologist?
Yeah, a meteorologist is about the weather. A climatologist studies climate. They're two different things.
It sounds like they sit around and cash checks.
Hey, ain't mad at that.
See if you can find a climatologist.
Climatology, right there.
I like the Google images. It was just like there was a picture of a beach.
Atmospheric scientists.
AKA assholes.
Why would they be assholes?
You think you want to stand next to that guy at a party so he can tell you all about climate?
It sounds like, when I'm at a party, I don't just talk about car parts all the time. I don't think people just sit around and talk about
their
jobs.
You're doing it wrong, then. Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
I know, I'm doing it right, goddammit. Because I don't want to be that asshole either.
Not go to a party.
Can't just be hanging out at a party and be like, hey, your brake's working?
I don't go to parties.
I do every now and then. They're more gatherings. I wouldn't say parties. Gatherings I go to.
Yeah, I don't like gatherings either. I don't like a thing where a group of people are there.
You go to them.
No.
Yes, you do. You don't go to, like, your family's Christmas gatherings?
So I do Christmas and Thanksgiving, so twice a year.
So you go to gatherings, then?
And I'm usually, like, the first one out.
I get that. I am, too. But you go to gatherings. I'm also the last one to get there.
I eat, and then I'm like, oh, good to see everybody. Pew, gone. See ya.
I get that. I'm with you.
And I don't do any other. Comic-Con was, that was past. That was in the past. That was young, full of life, Ryan.
I guess it is a gathering, but it's different.
We kept to our own.
We did. We chatted with people and took some pictures.
Yeah.
We did.
But for the most part, we kept to our own.
That's true.
I know I seem like a social butterfly. I'm just not. I give off that vibe.
You're an extroverted introvert there.
Yeah. He's got Predators games pulled up now, but I want to be clear that when I go alone. Those other people just happen to be there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a part of the group. I'm just there, you know? Also, shout out to the Predators for losing last night.
That's what the Preds do now, isn't it?
No. They're 1-1. It just started, but they did lose. Good chance that the Titans lose today, too. Good chance. Solid chance that they lose against the Bills.
They could. Josh Allen back today?
Yep. Concussion and all. He's ready to go. What day is it, Josh? Purple. Let's go. Lace up. Oh, concussions. Not funny at all. Not funny at all.
Except for when you just made a joke about him.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, because that's how everything works. Whatever will get you back on the field quicker.
That's right. That's right. You know, if you can't find the humor in the situations, then it's just a depressing life. You got to find the humor in these situations.
Right. Well, it's funny because it's true.
Right.
That's how funny usually works.
That's how the best funny works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's less funny when you have to point out that that's how it works, but sometimes you need to just expand, you know?
Exactly, yep.
On how it works, so.
When everyone knows that you made a joke and it's a truth, it's much better than if you had to explain. No, because it's No, because it's real, right?
Right. Yeah, it's funny because it's true. It's not like funny ha-ha like a dad joke. It's funny because it's true.
Right.
Dad joke's also funny, though. Just different.
Some of them. It's a different kind of funny.
So I saw a person that I knew from a few years back, and I had forgotten that I ever mentioned the podcast to this person, the show to this person, and I haven't seen them in that amount of time, and they pulled up next to me in a parking lot and immediately started talking about the show.
Really?
Which I realized is weird because they know everything about me for the last few years, and I know nothing about them.
I don't know. Do they know everything about you?
Everything that I share on here, which is everything.
That's different.
Don't check for more. That's all there is. But it was strange. I was thinking about our relationship with our community and that it's very one-sided.
That they get to hear us and we don't ever get to really interact with them. There's a few we do.
Yeah, but when you see those people, when you see someone out, and this is, you know, it's happened a couple times, but this would hit home because it's where I live.
Right.
They were able to be like, oh yeah, this was funny, and this is, and I love that you're doing this, and I played this because of you, and I'm like, how have you been? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what you've been doing. You know,
you're
I don't even know anything about you. Yeah.
Look, can't handle the fame. He's gonna break already.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing heroin.
No, you got to ease into heroin. You start with like weed, then pop up to some pills.
No,
then some
not
coke.
Me.
Then
be a superstar. I go straight to heroin.
No, if you do that, you're going to die. You're not going to get to enjoy any of the benefits of drug use.
I'm in control. I'm fine.
That's not how heroin works. It really doesn't necessarily matter.
Look, folks, if you can't laugh about it, it's just depressing.
It's funny because it's true.
So that person did express their willingness to become a patron down the road. They did not want to be named. So just shout out to the mystery person.
And it was like a good conversation then. It's not like, wow, you guys fucking suck.
Nope.
You need to stop what you're doing right now and kill yourselves. It wasn't one of those.
Nope.
That's good. That's good.
I ask about all three of us. Ask about producer Gerald, you, me, and so it was a nice conversation, but it was unexpected because odd.
It's got to be odd.
It doesn't happen locally ever. I was convinced no one in the state of Tennessee or New York listened. So, no, you don't know that person.
That's
producer
just a friend
Gerald
of yours.
If he knew the person, he does not. So no one on here knows that person. Somebody I used to work with.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it was neat. It was interesting.
That's cool.
So yeah, I'm just adjusting to this life as a celebrity. I'm getting used to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been drinking more, doing heroin. I bought a house I can't afford.
The rise and fall of RW coming soon. Yeah. to Netflix.
What's that? What are those?
You could be right next to Firefest.
A&E does those biopics or whatever they do.
Whatever
those,
happened like, to? Where are they now?
Those in-between commercial break biography things that they do. Maybe I could get one of those. You could see where it all went wrong. So, I know there's lots of people out there that listen every week that never speak to us because I see the numbers. So, we appreciate you, mystery people.
Yes.
Those who shall remain faceless and nameless.
But you listen. We got your ears. That's the important thing.
Your ears? I don't think we have their rears.
Ears.
Oh.
But it sounds like rears because it comes after yours. So we've got your ears. But if you say it too fast, it's we've got your ears. Yeah.
That's what happened right there. We had their rears.
Yep. But it's ears.
Which
we
I'm
have,
not against. But we should probably talk
first.
We
got your ears. But I don't think, but rears doesn't help us as much as far as statistics go.
Speak for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and disagree.
I'm speaking for us as a collective. Now, for you, rears might be great. But as a collective, as Game Stitch, rears don't do us as much good as ears.
Rears is a stat that I track.
Well, right. It's a you thing, though. I mean, you got to leave that you. This is why bands break up.
It is. It is why bands break up. And usually because one person way more talented than the others and the other band members won't admit to it.
Okay. That's what it is. You're right.
They're like, I sing. I write all the fucking music. I write all the lyrics. And you guys just play the fucking drums back there.
Ryan gets all the fame. I'm out.
Yep. Yep. That's what happens. It's not like that. It's usually
people recognize him at the KFC drive-thru. What the fuck?
It's a creative difference, not a like a one guy's more popular. It's a creative difference. It's usually like the lead singer. He realizes he doesn't need the band he's had the whole time. Because you guys just play music. Anybody could play music, and that's what happens. And then he has a solo career that tanks.
Not all of them.
Who you got? Who left and did good?
John Lennon.
Hmm. Well, did he do good or did he get shot?
Well, he did good till he got shot.
I like how your first example was someone who got killed.
Everybody dies. It's a thing.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But I think he died early.
But I think the fact that he got basically murdered is kind of a testament to his, how good he was.
Gerald's pointed to the person with the smoothest solo career after leaving the band, which is Michael Jackson.
That's true. That's one. What about JT? He
didn't have any props. JT, the unicorn of this group. He's had a more popular solo career, and people love him.
I don't know that it's more popular, but it's just as popular, if not more popular.
Justin popular?
Just as popular.
He's a Tennessee native also.
He is Memphis.
Yeah, and now he lives in Franklin.
Yes.
So does Joey Fatone.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well, that's a tale of the same city right there, huh?
Food Network's own Joey Fatone.
Joey.
He's got Ice Cube pulled up now. I'm going to disagree with that one. Yeah. He was more popular as a group than solo. Yeah, movie star.
It depends on how you look at it, I suppose, because Ice Cube, as a music artist, was more popular, was better with NWA. But as an actor, he was better once he went solo, once he left NWA. So, I mean, are you talking, I guess what we need to discuss is, are you talking creativity in a specific field or overall creativity?
I was specifically talking about bands. So like I was music. Specifically talking
so
about staying in the same.
Strictly music related.
Yeah.
Got it. That's fair. That's a
now,
fair assessment. But
the
we
more
do,
popular,
do need to set parameters.
The more popular Ice Cube, Ice Tea, or Vanilla Ice?
Oh, it's got to be Cube.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on the demographic, actually.
Now Ice Tea has been on
SVU for
27 years.
Yeah, I know.
For all the years. Now, Vanilla Ice has got a popular remodel show.
Yes, and a DIY show.
Yeah, I think on DIY, yeah. Now, Gerald's hard vote for Ice Cube, I can tell, because he's got his entire catalog pulled up here.
Yep. He's got everything up.
Yeah, those are three. Can you think of any more ices? Did I leave out of ice?
I don't think Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Vanilla Ice.
That was all I had.
I don't think so. There was a band in the 80s called Ice House, but that's a band, not...
They're for sure not the most popular of the three, because I've never heard of them.
I think there's just... As far as a singular ice, no, I don't believe so.
Shout out to the Ices. Not Isis, but the Ice.
I want to shout out again. I know I've done it before, but I want to shout out to Cool as Ice, starring Vanilla Ice's acting debut. That movie sucks, and I love it.
His best performance was in The Turtles.
No, he was. I think he was. He all he did was sing.
Yeah, that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, no, Cool as Ice. He actually tried to act, and it's glorious.
He tried to act.
He tried
Shots
to
fired
act,
at Vanilla Ice,
and it was glorious.
What's his name? Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle. No.
Gerald's calling Daddy's Boy.
Gerald thinks
movie.
It's Daddy's Boy, but I disagree. Now, that was a good movie. He was funny in that movie. But Cool as Ice, he's a bad boy that comes to town and takes the rich girl and gets in fights. And he's like the gangster.
Daddy's Boy received a 3.6 out of 5 stars on whatever site you're on.
It
right
did.
Now.
What is Cool as Ice rate?
Oh, that was different. That's My Boy is what Vanilla Ice is in.
Yes.
Which looks like it received a cool 2.5 out of 5.
Exactly. What's Cool as Ice ranked? I'm sure it's like a half a star out of five, and I don't give a shit because that's wrong.
Is it wrong though? That's user voted.
Yeah, they're wrong. Those people are wrong.
Cool as ice. It doesn't even scroll down.
7% on Rotten. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What's the IMDb score? Because that's what we use for the other.
Yes.
2.9.
Out of what? 10?
out of 100. Yeah, look at that. That's a solid 1.5 star.
It sure is.
That movie looks like dick.
I like that movie. I don't give a shit. I like bad movies, though. I like bad games. That's true. I like bad TV shows.
Yeah, you like things that are unique is how I'll put it.
That's a good... Yeah. It's nice.
If this is your first time here, welcome. We talk about video games and whatever else we want because we're grown. We wipe our own asses, so strap on a pair of headphones. Is it a pair of headphones? It's just one headphone. Or
it's a set of headphones, I think. Let us know. I know people do the same thing with pants.
Yeah, because it has two. It's like glasses, but it's just...
It's a pair of pants, but it's pair of glasses. It's a pair of, it's literally a pair of pant. Because a pair of pants would be four pants.
People say a pair of glasses. And it's just one.
That's true.
I think they're a pair of headphones. Anyways, we strap up. It's we set. Strap on our headphones, and we talk about whatever we want. We're going to talk about video games, though, so if that's what you're here for, just calm down. Take a breath. Yeah, relax.
That's right.
Supposed to be here to have fun, not to rush us along.
Yeah, if you're going to have that kind of attitude, listeners, then why don't you just settle down? You need to take a little bit of time, so just pause the podcast and go watch Cool as Ice.
All right, that'll really get your blood pressure low, I'm sure.
You'll feel a lot better when you come back to us.
Or watch something with Ice Cube in it, Ice Tea in it, and Vanilla Ice in it, and do the what I call the triple ice trifecta.
Ooh, the trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got pulled up there? Can you zoom in a little bit? I got the old eyes.
What it says is to clarify the biggest difference between a pair of headphones and a headset is the microphone every headset will have. No attached microphone equals headphones. Attached microphone is a headset.
Now, this is from PC Game Haven.
Yes.
Now, I've got a couple questions. What about the detachable mics?
Ooh. That's both.
Does that transition to a headset versus headphones?
Why not both?
Now, the part that stuck out the most is he clearly said a pair of headphones.
Right. And I don't think that's right. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Should just be headphones.
Right. Or a set.
Or maybe just a headphone. Maybe it doesn't even need an S.
Because we... a pair of headphone?
No, just headphone.
No, because there are singular headphones. So it would be two. But at that point, it wouldn't be a pair. Because if you had a pair of headphones, you would have four.
Do they make a solo headphone?
And you don't need four.
That's not a headset?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Also, how come truck drivers are the only people that can have the headset with the one ear and the boom mic with the puffy thing on it when they're driving? They look like they're playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In the truck. That seems unfair.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because if you had that in your car, everybody would be like, hey, what are you doing, asshole?
You can be a trucker. No, I wouldn't. They're going to be another 15 years, there won't be truckers anymore. Everything will be automated.
Well, they have to learn the code. I think that's been made clear on the internet. See that headset right there? That's a joke, too. It's funny because it's true, assholes. See that second one? I went to the gas station. I went to the gas station the other day, and that guy came out of his truck, and he had that on. And I was like, that looks totally fine to me. But if he got out of a Prius wearing that, I'd be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing in there? For some reason, it's okay in a truck to wear that.
There's so many options now. That it always weirds me out when I see somebody wear like one of those or one of the cockroach Bluetooth things. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always weirds me out now when I see it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Don't those look like the cheap Turtle Beaches?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
they
do. Yeah, those look like the P4s or whatever.
What are those sunglasses with the built-in headphones?
I don't know. Fun fact, though, I pre-registered for the glasses that have the Alexa built in.
Oh, of course you did.
I've decided to give my entire life to Amazon.
Yeah, what do they want? How much are they?
It's like 170.
That's a lot of money.
They also have a ring that has it built in called the Loop.
Why do you need, what are you going to do with those, that headset
phone glasses? I'm going to talk to Alexa all the time.
Mm.
Not just when I'm home.
It seems unnecessary. It's going the way of Google Glass, my friend.
Now, can we just go to Amazon?
Don't go to Amazon. I don't care.
So, I mean, they're just going to be regular glasses anyway.
Glasses with Amazon with Alexa in them does not make any sense.
Yeah, it does. You have it all the time.
It doesn't make any sense.
It should be up top, but maybe just type in Alexa. The Echo Flex is also a cheap way to get Alexa. If anyone's thinking about it, they're only $25, and they plug right into a wall anywhere.
Yep.
Let me see if I can get to... They may not... They're like pre-registry. You can't get them yet, but you can register. You may not be able to see them if you don't have Prime.
Ah. What do we got? Oh, there we go. Nope.
Yeah, that top one, Echo Frame.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Never miss a moment with Alexa.
Nope, never. I'll never miss another moment if I get them. Also, another fun fact, if you wear glasses, take them off and look at them, there's like a number on there that's like a tire size, and that actually means something, and I never knew that.
Really?
Yep. So, like, if I take my glasses off, they are 50, 19, 135. Doesn't that sound like a tire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, every pair of glasses, or
it's like a 225 70R15.
Yeah, they have a number inside that dictates, apparently, like, the dimensions of the glasses.
So. Interesting. You learn all kinds of shit you don't need to know on this podcast.
Yep. Yep. You're welcome. That's what we do. We're,
that's why Ryan's a celebrity.
Yeah, that's why
I'm
getting noticed.
And the rest of us are just playing the drums in the back.
That's why I get noticed. See, you made that about you. So you could
no,
be
I didn't.
In a band.
I said us. I said us.
You could be in a band.
I said
you
us.
You made it about you. This is why bands break up. It's not even fucking about you. It's about the sweet jams. It's about the jam sessions.
So what'd you play this week?
Rocket League. They have
no
their,
way.
They've unveiled their final crate, their final attempt to take money from me until the new way that they take money from me, which we'll talk about later. The final crate is out. The new challenges are out. Mm-hmm. And played a little bit of that.
We did.
Played some more Farm Together, which I'm farming solo.
Are you close to platinum
no.
yet?
Mm-mm, not going to happen ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide how long I play that game until
just
I just
done?
Stop. Mm-hmm. Because it's never going to happen. The platinum is not going to happen. So I don't know where that point is. I still enjoy getting on there and just letting it ride. You know, thinkless clicking and not having to think too much. There's an event going right now. It's like a Harry Potter style event. So you can unlock some owls and some things like that. So I'm kind of into it. So I played a little bit of that. I've been playing the phone stuff a lot. Still playing Golf Blitz. Still playing Mario Kart, even though it's terrible. And I'm still playing What the Golf, which I talked about last week. I finally finished What the Golf. I'm 100% of that game. I played, it said 15 hours. That seems like an exaggeration.
And it's not.
I don't think I played for that long. But for anyone interested that doesn't want to play on the phone, that game is coming to Switch. So... I very much enjoyed it, and it's a 15-hour game apparently.
Apparently,
so yeah, check that out. And I think that's it. Oh, and Minecraft.
Oh, you did get into Minecraft.
Did get into Minecraft. It seems like this Minecraft thing is going to happen. I'm just not sure which route we're going to go, but it seems like we're going to play some Minecraft.
So you don't know if you're playing the Switch or the PS4? Is that what you're saying? Or
well, so if you do Realms, which you would do on the Switch or every other platform except for PS4, everybody could play together except for PS4.
Right.
If we do PS4, everyone has to be on a PS4.
Right.
Don't think matters. Everybody is on a PS4, but then everybody has to be online at the same time. We've gone back and forth, but Thomas and Zach have also both expressed the desire to play Minecraft. I know that Howard and his daughter and a couple other people are willing to play. Obviously, me, producer Gerald. You said you would jump in there. I don't think you'll ever play. Patman won't ever play with us. He'll jump in and watch, but not ever play. So,
yeah,
we've got a
good.
Probably
where I would be at.
Yeah, Matt's he's discussed a desire to play. So I think, you know, if we did a realm, we could get close to 10 people. But if we do PS4. and hope that this crossplay story, which we'll talk about later, actually affects Minecraft. It may all work out anyway. So
just that don't might actually, know. I have thought about it. I might consider Minecraft on the Switch. But at the end of the day, probably not. But there's a better chance to get me to play it on the Switch than on the PS4.
Before we move on to what you played, I held a light Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I like the size a lot.
Is it a lot smaller?
It's smaller than I thought it was going to feel like. That dude feels like a PS Vita.
Really?
It's small. I would never want that to be my primary Switch. But having a Switch, I could see where I could get behind that thing. I kind of liked it. They had the yellow out on display at Best Buy, and I'm into that yellow as well.
So you're saying that it's a...
It's a complimentary system to a complimentary system.
Okay.
If you were like, I play the Switch a lot at home, but also I want to play it on the train or bus, I kind of think it's a no-brainer to get that one.
Really? You couldn't just take it with you? Take your Switch with you?
You could.
Isn't that the point of it?
To see how small that one was? That one's very portable.
Okay.
But I think if you're only getting one Switch, you still have to get the other one because you got to be able to dock it. I just think it's too important to be able to dock it and to take the Joy-Con off, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But if you want a portable system, I was a fan of that form factor. It was so much smaller than I was expecting when I held it in my hand. And I was playing it at Best Buy, and then the Amazon rep came over over there to me, and I thought he was going to try to sell me something. It turns out he just wanted to hold it, too.
Oh, cool.
And then we chatted a little bit. Yeah. He was there updating the Alexa products on the display because they have the Echo Auto out now.
Yes.
So he was chatting with me about it, but I thought he just wanted to try to sell me something, but it turns out, nope, just wanted to hold the light Switch.
Can't blame him for that.
No, so shout out to the Switch Lite for being tinier than I expected. Now, sometimes it's not the size, it's what you do with it.
It's true. Yep. It's how you handle.
Yep. So sure. What did you play?
Whew, I actually had a pretty busy week gaming, but I played a lot of things for short term.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded my Google Pass, so I've been trying different games on there. I tried Thimbleweed Park because it's a game that always looks interesting to me, and about 10 minutes in, I was like, yeah, I was wrong.
This is the Google Play Pass, right?
Yes, the Google Play Pass. So I tried that, and I was like, yeah, nope. Thought I'd like it, don't. So that went away. And so then I tried, right now I'm playing Marvel Pinball on my phone. Mm-hmm. Just trying that, because pinball's always easy, and you can, it's pretty quick. For the Switch, they released the new DLC for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. So I've been playing that. What is it? Something of the Night, I think. I can't remember what it's called, but I've been playing that, trying to get all those characters so I can play some more on that. I played a little bit more Link's Awakening, not a whole lot. What else? So, of course, Rocket League. We talked about Rocket League. Ryan and I, this week when we were playing, had a conversation, and it triggered something in me. So I re-downloaded Mad Max, and I started playing through that.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about Mad Max.
Yeah, I'm only in it about 45 minutes or so. I'm like right at the beginning. I started over because I don't remember what the fuck I'm doing in any of that. So started over. And then for the Switch that I...
Hold on, before you move on, do you think you'll stick with Mad Max?
I think so. I it's a game I want to finish.
Yeah. It's a game I want to play.
So I think... Even though I've already played it, I don't remember anything about it, so I don't know that it'll be a huge problem.
Longtime listeners will remember that I talked about having it for 6 months, and then I finally bought it and then never played it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think I'll stick with it. I do. I think that's going to be, because I've been looking for something to fill the time between, when I'm done with the things I have to do. And when you guys get on, so we, party up at night. And I don't always want to play the Switch. Sometimes I do want something a little grittier and a little meaner. And I think Mad Max is going to fill that void pretty well. So, plus it gets me, I get to be up in my room and hang out by myself and not be around people, which is always nice.
You get irritated sometimes because we get on so late, but I would say that you have the best situation out of all of us.
As long as I got something to fill that time.
Right, because you get to play something before everybody gets on and it's strictly multiplayer.
True, but I do have to, stay up later in order to enjoy that.
Right, but at least that you get to choose whether or not to do multiplayer, whereas that's we true. Never do single player.
Yeah, that's true. That's
because all of our time is multiplayer. So
that's true. And lastly, I downloaded, this is another game I've been wanting to try for a long time, and it was on sale. I think it's on sale on PS4 too, but I got it on the Switch for like $3.59 or something, which is 1979 Revolution Black Friday.
Oh yeah, I think that game is on sale.
I've been wanting to try that one, and I saw it on sale, and so I've got that for the Switch, and I just started the very first, like the pre-credits chapter. So that's, like I said, I played a lot this week, but I didn't play anything for a long time, really. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm liking the versatility that I have.
A little versatility. Very eclectic.
Yes.
Bunch of games. Gerald's been playing a lot of Minecraft.
Yes, and I think producer Gerald also started Blood and Truth.
Yep. The greatest VR game ever made.
Just ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah, and so he's playing through that too. So he's doing VR and Minecraft that I've seen. So is there anything else? Anything else, Gerald? Fortnite on Switch, Blood and Truth, PSVR, and Minecraft, PlayStation. So yeah, I don't know.
Excellent.
A lot of games out there. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the show. Did I already do this?
Yep.
I'm going to do it again. Okay. We do this each and every week. It posts 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world or wherever else you listen. Looking at you, Dash Radio. And thanks for lending us your rears, as Dan put it earlier. And if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so.
Ryan likes the rears. Dan's about the ears.
Lend me your rears. Isn't that how it went back in the day?
Lend me your ears.
Yeah, lend me your rears. It's a bunch of people going, did he say rears? And they're like, I don't know, maybe.
Lend me your ears.
Yeah, Gerald's going to type in, lend me your rears.
He did not.
Lend me your rears, and let's just see what it pulls up on images. A rhino. That's unexpected.
Yeah. From Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
A lot of Ace Ventura images.
Yeah.
I guess he says that in that movie?
Could be. I have no idea. I don't remember that movie.
Interesting. Let's jump into the news. There's kind of a lot of news. There's some stories of substance. There's just a couple things we want to point out as well. It's a lot of variety in the news as well.
Mm-hmm.
The top story and what I think is the most impactful, Sean Layden is leaving PlayStation.
Can you believe it? Oh, my God.
I know. It is crazy.
He's been the face of Sony for...
So I was looking at some timelines there. It's not as long as it seems as far as him being the guy.
It feels like it's been forever.
Feels like it's been forever. And he has actually been there forever. He started in 1996 in Sony's Tokyo office as a producer for international software development until January of 99. He was then promoted to Sony Computer Entertainment Europe, where he held that position for 8 years and 9 months. In October of 2007, Layden became the president of Sony Computer Entertainment Japan. He worked in that role for 2 years and 6 months before he moved to San Francisco Bay Area and became the chief operating officer of PlayStation until March of 2014. His latest promotion was chairman of SIE, which is Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide Studios, a position he held until from April 2016 until now. So that's according to his LinkedIn profile, which I appreciated that he keeps it so up to date.
Right.
This was unexpected to me, but the guy's been there for 30 years, so...
Hey, he's probably ready to move on for something new.
Yeah. Sony gave the typical... Sony doesn't do a lot of fanfare when somebody leaves.
No.
I think it's a Japanese way of handling thing because Nintendo did the same thing for Reggie.
Right.
They're like, hey, appreciate you, wish you well. And that's kind of it.
Yep, good luck in everything you do.
Yeah, the car keeps rolling, as people say. I love Sean Layden.
Sean Layden was somehow he was super boring and super exciting at the same time.
He was like the fun. He was the most fun of the stuck up business guys they could find.
Yes, exactly.
Which is the same vibe that Reggie gave me. Reggie seems like the guy at the table that would make a joke amongst people that don't make jokes, and everybody would sort of laugh.
And they're like, okay, he's the funny one.
Yeah, so I just get that vibe from those two guys. Like, they were the most entertaining of the non-entertaining guys. And I will miss both of them, actually.
But Sean Layden was always super excited about whatever he was talking about.
Yeah, I think that's a big hit for them. And you know, I hope Sean either retires or goes and does whatever he wants to do. But I hope he takes a little time to relax, because that's a long time to work in what sound like all-important roles.
Exactly. Yeah, he was never just a filler guy.
Now, the real question is, where the fuck is Shuhei Yoshida?
Yeah.
He was front and center, all Sony all the time, and then they just put him in a box somewhere.
And he just disappeared.
Yeah, he's gone. Search party for Shuhei. That wasn't the only announcement that was made. It's been a big week for shakeups at Sony. Following the news that Sean Layden was leaving, the company also announced that... let me get this right. Atsushi Morita? I'm going to go with that.
Yes.
Atsushi Morita.
Yep.
Has retired due to age, and Morita served as Sony Interactive Entertainment Japan Asian president, as well as Sony Interactive Entertainment's corporate director. So, yeah.
Yeah, Sony taking some hits this week.
Yep, taking some hits. One due to age, one due to leaving. And there's some positions open, so you guys need to update your LinkedIn, too, and get out there. You know, start applying. Probably be a lengthy list of people. So
probably, yeah. Everybody's going to be on there for that.
Speaking of cuts at Sony, you like that? That was smooth, wasn't it? They cut the price of PlayStation Now. Their downloading, streaming, subscription service. It went from $19.99 a month to $9.99 a month. Does that price point sound familiar at all?
Maybe a little bit.
Sounds like a pass.
I mean, it needed to happen. It needed to happen in order to make it competitive.
It did need to happen. They dropped the price worldwide. The weird part here is they added some stuff. They added God of War, Infamous Second Son, Grand Theft Auto 5, and Uncharted 4 at Thief's End. And I'm like, here we go, right? We're getting a Game Pass status.
Yep.
Except for... Then they announced all those will go away on January 2nd, 2020.
So you've got them for a quarter.
So I was like, damn it, Sony, you still don't get it. I think PlayStation Now is a fine service. It's just a bunch of games already played, though.
Exactly. And even these new games that they've come out with, it seems to me they're almost trying to make it more like an extension of PS Plus with the rotation of games, mm-hmm. rather than just having these games on there. I mean, there's no reason for all of those, maybe with the exception of GTA 5, should just be on there to play and stream whenever you want if you're paying $9.99 a month.
I think the weird difference between Microsoft and Sony when it comes to this is PlayStation's first party games sell.
And
Microsoft don't sell as well. So when people are like, well, they can give theirs away, I'm like, yeah, it's less of a hit.
Right.
Sony makes a shit ton of money off their first party exclusives.
That's true. But on the other side of that, you can't compete with the future by living in the past. They've taken a half step.
They're going to have to get in or just know that Game Pass is going to destroy them on the subscription model. And I don't know that matters if they're selling enough first party games.
True.
You know, I don't know what the future holds, but this seems like they're trying to get it lined up, and maybe they don't go all the way in until PS5, but this half step is not going to convince me.
But it'll be curious to see what happens as all these other streaming service comes out too.
Yeah.
If that's the case, are they going to be available only physical for the console?
I don't know. It's too many streaming services already.
It is.
It's getting muddy really quick.
Now, to be fair, it's not adding another one. It's been around, but
right. But this, if you think about, like, if it does go to a Game Pass style, and you still have the UB one, and then you have EA Access, and then you have Game Pass, it's just it's too much.
I agree.
We're gonna stay Sony though for the news here. PlayStation 4 crossplay is reportedly out of beta. Sony has reportedly made a change to its platform policies, quietly taking PS4 crossplay out of beta. That means that the console will support any game that wants to implement crossplay. Of course, it will rely on the studios to implement this feature. Blizzard has already said that crossplay on Overwatch, for example, is much harder than people realize.
Yes.
To which I say nay, because a little studio named Psyonix was able to do it with Rocket League.
Yes.
So, I would disagree in that it's much harder than people think.
I think it's very telling that Sony did all this on the down low.
I still don't think that they're bought in on crossplay. It's there.
We don't really want to tell people we're doing this, but
yeah. I bet they're like, "Hey, Sean."
Yeah.
"We need you to quit because we're going to take this crossplay out of beta and we need that story to be you. So take one for the team."
And hey, at sushi.
Yeah. Yeah. "We also need you to quit because you're old as fuck." So if you guys could just time that up, sync that up.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is what's thrown a wrench in the Minecraft discussion for us, because we don't know if, now that it's open, if they're going to get the PS4 version of Minecraft caught up, because that had always been the excuse, is that Sony wouldn't open it up, so they couldn't bring it to current standards. So.
Yep.
Could get Realms on PS4.
Yeah.
The last PlayStation exclusive story, Iron Man VR. The release date was announced at New York Comic Con, and it's going to be coming out February 28th, 2020. This game didn't look good to me.
It didn't look good to me, and I understand the love for Iron Man and the Tony Stark character, but I'm not into being Iron Man. I don't have a desire to play this game at all.
If it's affordable, I might play it, but I wasn't blown away by the trailer. But, you know, who knows? If it's priced right and the VR works well, I would try it.
But, I mean, there are tons of people that will buy this.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to do well.
It will do well.
There's a couple things going on. VR needs more titles, and also Spider-Man was such a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That people will buy this game.
Yes.
Thinking it'll be anything of the quality. Now, they need to be careful, because if they put out shitty Marvel games, people are going to start to expect that they won't be good.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be the expectation. You're correct.
It looks good, though. Like, it looks well made, let me say that. It doesn't look like I want to play it.
We've kind of gotten to a point where licensed movies, games, licensed games are actually becoming kind of good. It'd be a shame to ruin that because we're trying to do this, that, and the other thing, you know?
It looks well made, though.
It does look well made, but it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look like I want to play it, but it looks well made.
I mean, it looks like it's a one-trick pony. You get to be Iron Man.
That's a cool trick. Producer Gerald says he's in for the right price. What's the right price? $20, $19.99. I think that's the price that I would agree with, $20.
I would agree with that too, but I bet you this thing comes out at either $39 or $49.
I bet it's $39.99.
Yep.
That's not our only Comic-Con story, because we're going to stick with the Marvel, the Avengers. We're going to talk about them now. So also at New York Comic-Con, Miss Marvel revealed as the Avengers game's main character.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
Me?
Yep.
Kamala Khan is a cool character. She is a playable character. I think she's also acting as like the narrator, or the person who brings all the Avengers together. So that's cool. My problem is I'm still not sold on this game.
This game looked like hot garbage last time we saw it, but I do think that they've since corrected a lot of the... They showed off a trailer that showed a vertical slice of the game that was nothing like the game.
Right.
And it seems they've tried to course correct and have done so fairly well, but I don't think I'm going to buy this game.
I'm still not sold. I don't think so either. I will need to wait to hear more about it. Another fear I have is that I'm afraid it's going to be super complicated. Because we've talked about before, you know, I know that Bloodborne, Sekiro, those are, you know, Dark Souls, those are great games that I do not have the patience for and I don't want to play. I don't want to play games that are that hard. I'm afraid they're going to try to take that route with this Avengers game.
Yeah. We'll see. This game has single player cinematic and multiplayer gameplay, so whatever that means.
It's got everything.
Whatever that means is what it has.
Maybe cinematic is like easy mode.
No, I don't think so.
By the way, a shout out to all the games that like give you the option to play just because you like the story.
Yeah. I'm shitty at video game mode, which I need for Last of Us.
Right.
Baby
I need
mode.
That all the time. That's what I play.
Anything else about the Avengers?
No, just that I still don't know what to expect out of this game, and it's a little worrisome.
Yeah. Side note, welcome back to the MCU, Spider-Man and Tom Holland.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, welcome back to the MCU because of Tom Holland, if you've read
those
stories.
Apparently, it was him that did it, yeah.
Yeah. The weird thing about that it was him that did it is every side seems to be like, yeah, it was him. You know, you hear those stories where people did something and it's kind of like, is that true or is that a rumor? This apparently seems to be totally true because everybody's like, yeah.
Everybody's
Tom.
Just like, yeah, he did it. Like,
yeah, it was Tom. So, forever fanboy's heroes now, a hero now. He brought Spidey back.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched the new one yet, the Far From Home one?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Rocket League developer Psyonix has revealed its loot box replacement plan. So after promising to remove loot boxes in August, developer Psyonix has released what it will replace the loot box mechanic with, and that is called a blueprint. It's happening in December. So here's how this works. It's pretty simple. Instead of crates, you get a blueprint. The blueprint is for a certain item. If you like the item, you pay money to have the item. It's not a mystery anymore.
Yes.
It is still luck of the draw on which one you get as far as the blueprints go, but it is not a mystery as to what you're spending money to unlock. My understanding is it's the same price to unlock everything, so there's not a difference there. Now, one of the main differences is they're also adding in a store. You have to remember Psyonix was purchased by Epic. They're adding in a store very similar to Fortnite. It will be a rotation of all the items that they have ever offered in any crate. And you will be able to buy those outright for various prices.
Yes.
So those will be dynamic pricing. Anything you buy from the store may not also be traded to another player. Blueprints can be traded. Things from blueprints can be traded. The things from the store may not be traded. So this is happening in December. What are your thoughts on the new system?
I understand why they're doing this. I understand why Psyonix is doing this because of all the, you know, controversy over loot boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a problem with the old system. They had the odds on there. They told you could find those odds. It just seems like I'm afraid that now everything is going to get way too complicated for me. This is for me personally, obviously. I don't want to go to the store and I don't want to. I'll spend real money on keys. That's about it. When I need to, I'll buy five at a time, or three at a time, whatever it is. That's just what I do. How many different things am I going to have to buy now?
So my understanding is that you will be able to buy the stuff in the store. They'll probably use the same way they have those collegiate coins. They'll probably have another currency for that. Not the collegiate, but the esports stuff. And then the keys will be converted to credits, which the credits are what you'll use to open blueprints. If they have any sense at all, they will condense everything down to one credit system.
Yes, exactly.
The reason they keep the esports stuff separate, my understanding was so they could keep the money separate.
Because they got a portion of that.
Cool, that goes back into the esports stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Seems to me like you just use an Excel spreadsheet to see what you sold, but I don't know.
I mean, right. I don't know.
Export report. I know how this works.
Part of the fun, to me, part of the fun of opening the crates was always that I didn't know what I was going to get.
Yeah, you're into the gambling. So am I.
You know? You show up a blueprint, and I haven't spent the money yet. You probably lost me.
Well, I could be jealous that you got a good blueprint, but I can't then get that blueprint.
Right, right.
I mean, it just has to happen, whereas in a crate, you could get something cool, and I had the opportunity, if I had that crate right then, to potentially get it.
Right, exactly.
And I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of not paying for bullshit that I don't like, because there are things where I have 20 of the same thing.
And you don't need... Yeah, I do understand that sense, too.
This will have me spend less money. And I still think I'll get the things I want. So it's good for me.
Yeah, but you were always about getting everything. You think that part's going to go away?
Yeah, so I kind of got away from the everything a while ago, but it takes everything to get the stuff I want. Like, I just kept pumping money in to get the one thing left that I wanted.
Right, okay.
Which led to me having everything. That'll go away now because I won't need that anymore. If I don't get the blueprint, I don't get the blueprint. So it'll be interesting. All crates will be converted over to blueprints. All keys will be converted over to credits. So use anything you want now before that system goes away. If you like the old way, like I said earlier, October 3rd, the new crate did hit. So spend that money. It's called the Vindicator crate.
The Vindicator crate. That's right.
It's got a car that looks a lot like the Batmobile in there.
What's it called? The Sentry or something?
The Sentinel.
Sentinel.
The Sentinel. Next story, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to PC as well as Google Stadia, and it's pretty soon. Red Dead Redemption 2 will debut on PC on November 5th, 2019 via Rockstar's game launcher. It is coming to Steam after the fact, and it'll also debut as a launch game for Google Stadia. So, a little Red Dead Redemption 2 news for people.
You're going to get back into it on the Stadia?
Probably not. I don't have the time to play that game.
I get it. Yeah.
If you pre-order it on the Rockstar store, you do get the option to choose two games as a bonus, which are kind of neat. An old Rockstar title, so you get two free games for pre-ordering it over there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't played them, you can't go wrong. They really haven't put out anything bad.
Mm-mm. Rockstar says that the new versions will take advantage of the hardware, a range of graphical and technical enhancements, to increase immersion. So it sounds like if you're going to play it, maybe this is the way to do it.
Okay, quick question.
Hmm?
The two free games you get for pre-ordering it, what would you suggest?
I don't have that list.
Okay, well, just say Rockstar games. What ones would you suggest?
It's pretty limited. Let me see if Gerald can find the list. I looked at the list. There was, I think, a couple that stood out at me. They're already giving you San Andreas for free if you set up. You could have. I don't know if you still can. If you set it up early on, you could have got San Andreas for free. Let's see here. Rockstar Game Launcher.
Boom.
Will it show you if you scroll down? No. Just go back. I think the GameSpot might have had.
I think it showed it. Yeah, right there. According to GameSpot.
Okay. Here's the list. Max Payne 3, L.A. Noire, Bully, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto 3. So, like I said, I think you could have gotten San Andreas for free already. So, my answer would be Vice City. And scroll up. I'll say L.A. Noire. Bully's fun, but I don't think it holds up. Also think Max Payne 3 was okay, too.
Yeah, I would have said Max Payne 3 and Vice City. Yeah. I was hoping they'd have Tabletop Tennis on there.
Yeah, it's a great game. It is the most accurate depiction of ping pong ever. So, that's true. It's a true story. So, check it out. I had a long conversation this week with Matt about Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to report back that neither one of us really understand what Stadia is.
So, okay.
Yep.
That's as far as you guys got with it?
Excited. I'm just not sure what void it's filling. You know, when they first announced it, I was like, cool, I can finally get a Steam machine, which is what I've always wanted, a device to play computer games on without having the computer experience.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be the computer version of games, but much more console oriented. So you're going to get Red Dead. It's the PC version of Red Dead, so it's going to look amazing, but it's Red Dead instead of, like, I would like to have some of the weird early access stuff, and I don't think we're going to see that on Stadia.
Gotcha.
So I'm not sure what void this fills, except for it'll be the best looking and best way, according to them, to play the games that you could already play somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. And, you know, I still don't have a problem with it. I'm still excited. I'm still going to mess with it and play it. I just don't know if it's going to fill the void that I hope that it would. I don't think it even goes against Steam or anything else. I don't know that it's competing against anything. I think it's, if what they say is true, it'll be the best way to play the games that are on it.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a need.
Right.
But it's cheap enough. I think people could try it. I mean, you're getting a Chromecast Ultra or whatever it's called, which is normally, I think, $70, and you're getting all of it for 100 and something, 120. So you're paying $40 for a controller, basically.
Yeah.
This is not so bad, because that's a PC controller that you can sync up to any PC as well. So just a Bluetooth controller. That's it for the main news. Now, last week when we were talking about, producer Gerald and myself were talking about what we might play that was coming out, we read through some of the games, but I wanted to give the complete list for October, see what you were interested in, see if I forgot anything off of the list, and kind of where we were at in the months coming. So October release schedule. Starting with October 1st, we had Destiny 2 Shadowkeep expansion. I don't think either one of us are interested in that.
No.
October 4th, we had the Ghostbusters, the video game remastered, as well as Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Now, you got any thoughts on Breakpoint?
No. I don't. I was interested at first. I don't think I am now.
That's fine. You're allowed to think that. Those are the ones
I
kind of want to
play Ghostbusters on the Switch.
Do you?
I played it on the PS4 when it first came out, or maybe it was PS3.
Oh.
Whatever it was on.
PS3? I don't know now either.
Yeah, I think it was, because it's remastered.
Looking at the stuff that's not out yet, The Alliance, a live HD remaster for the PS4 and Switch on October 8th, as well as Concrete Genie, which I will definitely play on PS4.
Cool. I think I'm going to get that one too.
Yeah, it also has VR support, which I didn't know. If you go to the VR tab, Concrete Genie is there.
Really?
Yeah. Indivisible for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 8th. Trine 4. I don't either. Click on that one, Gerald. Click on the Gerald.
Because it sounds like it might be a game right up my alley, but.
Indivisible.
I don't know.
Right, believe Concrete Genie. Yeah, let's see what this pulls up. I bet it looks like shit, so it's probably.
It probably does look like shit.
Oh, it looks
not
like
what I thought it was going to be.
It looks like anime.
Yeah.
It's got a cool look.
Nice little art style, though.
Tron
not what I thought it was going to be.
The Nightmare Prince, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch on the 8th. And rounding out the 8th, Yooka-Laylee, The Impossible Lair, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. On the 11th, we have Grid for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. On the 15th, we have Overwatch Legacy Edition, Legendary Edition, excuse me, for the Switch. Also on the 15th, we have The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition. So a big day for the Switch on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
On the 16th, Little Town Hero for the Switch, which is the Pokemon developer's first game that's not Pokemon. So I also expect that to be pretty huge. So nice stretch for the Switch. On the 18th, we have Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Complete Edition for Switch and PC, as well as Plants vs. Zombies Battle for the Neighborville. Battle for Neighborville, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Rounding out the 18th is Ring Fit Adventure for the Switch, which I'm definitely going to get. Some hands-on impressions are pretty positive about that thing. Fucking Nintendo.
I just don't know, man.
Can't wait to jerk off with that big rubber band. Get fit while I'm doing it. October 22nd, WWE 2K20 for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. October 25th, you've got Call of Duty Modern Warfare for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, as well as, again, I made this announcement last week. I've always called this Medieval.
Medieval.
She called it Medieval in the actual announcement during the PlayStation State of Play. Medieval is what she called it. That comes out on the 25th for the PS4, as well as The Outer Worlds, which a lot of people are jazzed up about for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Have you seen anything on The Outer Worlds? That seems like maybe your jam.
Mine?
Mm-hmm. Check out a little bit of The Outer Worlds.
I don't know that I'm super... as super excited a lot of people are. I prefer it more dark and gritty, and I think this is more humorous, more fun.
This is Obsidian's new game, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
But I'm just afraid it's going to be too like funny, humorous, jokey, more Borderlands style than...
It looks like, look at this guy with the Ring Fit. It looks like Borderlands and Fallout kind of smashed
together.
That guy
should have bought two.
Damn, that's fucked up. You tacked his weight like that. Look at him. I want to see him use it. He's like wiping his hands off. I don't think like he's even done anything.
I don't think he is. It's like his hands are numb.
Telling you, everything I read about this thing has been very positive. It's more fun and definitely more interactive than Wii Fit. And it's got a hook to it. It's got a ring to it, if you will.
It's got a ring to it.
This guy's just talking about it. He should have done something with his hair instead of worrying about that belly. My name is Ring. Always run with
a game out of it.
Oh, the dude's hair's on fire. He's got those Fila shoes, so I ain't mad at that.
Ooh, Fila's making a comeback, ain't they?
Nope. Sure not. I think you just do shit with the ring, but anyways, I'm going to buy it. Then we have Disgaea 4 Complete Plus for the PS4 and Switch on October 29th, as well as Resident Evil 5 and 6 for the Switch on the 29th. And then we have Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 29th, Vampire for the Switch on the 29th, and Yakuza 4 for the PS4 on the 29th. Crowded day for the 29th.
Yeah, a lot going on the 29th.
Yeah, this next one, the 31st, we have Atelier Ryza.
Yes.
Ever Darkness and the Secret Hideout, which is ridiculous. PS4, Switch, and PC. And the 31st, which I'm definitely getting, Luigi's Mansion 3 for the Switch.
Yeah, big month for October.
Yeah, so just to recap, Luigi's Mansion. I really want Little Town Hero, probably going to wait on it. Concrete Genie and Ring Fit Adventure, I believe, are the three that I'll be picking up in October.
All right. As far as me picking up, Concrete Genie I'm probably going to pick up. I really want The Witcher 3 for Switch just to try it. Because I've never finished that game. And I want to. I want to play through that game. And the Switch might give me the option to do it. If I don't have to be right in front of my TV playing it, if I can play it. But I'm going to have to wait and see how it plays on the Switch. I am interested, like I said, I'm interested in Ghostbusters Remastered. I like that game on the PS3. I'm curious about how Vampire is going to work. I never finished that game and wanted to. Interesting to see how that works on the Switch. And Luigi's Mansion 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% in on Concrete Genie. I can't stress that enough. I'm very excited about that
too.
Game.
Yeah, I am too. It looks phenomenal.
I'm very excited about that game.
It looks like such a different, unique experience.
Luigi's Mansion will be phenomenal. And the Ring Fit Adventure, I mean, it's up my alley, but I get it. I get that people are not excited about that hula hoop.
Yep.
So, yep. That's it. That's it for all the news. That's the new releases. That's everything. Concrete Genie, look how beautiful that looks. So good.
I know it looks good.
Now it's time for shout-outs. Remember, if you want a shout-out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us at the $10 tier or higher, and you get a shout-out each and every week. If you don't give us a shout-out, we'll give you one because it's yours. You earned it. Now, this week, we're lucky. We've got two shout-outs, and we both received two shout-outs.
Yeah.
We don't have to make anything up. So I'll go first because yours is a little more aggressive than mine.
It is. It is. We shouldn't lead with aggressive and end on the happier note?
I think the kind of show that we are, we always end with aggression.
Okay. That actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think we want to end with the aggression.
Yeah, I think actually makes perfect sense.
I have
sense.
Thomas's shout out, and we were talking back and forth about some stuff. this week. And then he sent me this at 5:39 a.m. this morning, which is how I know it's important.
Ooh.
And he said, for my shout out is sort of a gone but not forgotten. Does anyone remember G4 TV and all of the gems on that channel? Especially X-Play. One of the first mainstream video game TV shows that I can remember. We need G4 back. The video games are more than just esports. And he's throwing out a battle cry to get G4 back. And I know you remember G4. I also remember G4.
Well, I got to say, I am 100% behind this shout out. We need G4 back.
Right. G4 morphed into Spike, which morphed into a channel that no one watches.
Right.
Or so let me back that up. G4 morphed into Esquire. Esquire morphed into Spike, I believe, Spike is what happened.
Yes. And then Spike went to like Paramount or something.
No, it just shows reruns of Cops. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Spike doesn't exist anymore?
No.
Spike is out.
Yeah, Spike's not a thing anymore. I knew that.
No, I'm asking. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, Spike isn't a thing anymore.
Rest in peace, Spike. Anyways, G4 rocked, but I don't know how well content like that holds up anymore. It would be interesting to see how it would do in today's market. I can tell you that if esports continue to grow the way that they are, someone will do it.
Yeah, it needs to be done, especially if they continue to grow.
Because they could blend those shows along with those high-tier esports, and it would be probably a mega force. So,
yes.
I'm looking at you, Universal.
Universal.
They do a lot of the... Yeah, they show a lot of the stuff anyways on the NBC Universal app. You can see a lot of the esports stuff. Seems like maybe they'd be the ones to do it. I think ABC is showing Overwatch, though, so who knows?
Yeah, ABC does show Overwatch, I believe.
Who knows? So that's our shout-out from Thomas. I agree with the shout-out.
I do, too.
I love the throwback to Gone But Not Forgotten, so appreciate you. That's from Thomas. Now, you have Zach's. Zach's a little more aggressive, as promised.
It is a little more aggressive. Maybe it's because he was on vacation for a bit and had to come back to real life. I don't know, but he felt the need.
I will say some of his vacation pictures look like desktop backgrounds.
Yes, they look good.
Yeah, my lord.
Got to see some really cool places, it looks like. So basically, his shout out, he did send us an email, but the email is personal. It's for us. We can't share that. But I can share the shout out. And his shout out is to EA Sports and FIFA 20. Nice job exposing 1,600 plus players' personal and registration details worldwide, asshats.
The asshats part was my favorite. I'm super jealous of this vacation that he went on. He called it a honeymoon in quotes. But they went to the Harry Potter London set where most of the movies were filmed, and I would love to go there.
Went to Paris. I've been to Paris. I know it's a beautiful city. I've been to a number of the places that to all the places that he went to. So I know that it's a beautiful city. I know it was a great time. I'm a little jealous he got to go to Ireland. I would really like to see Ireland. So
isn't there something like beautiful and also like kind of eerie about Ireland?
Yeah.
It's like those twisted up trees and shit. You're like, I don't know about that place.
Yeah, like all you can think about is that it's like modern but ancient.
Right. I don't know. Beautiful picture. I love the shout outs. Love the aggression. Love the throwback.
Mm-hmm.
I just love both of those guys a lot. Good people.
Yeah. Good folks.
Yeah. Good. Hard to find good people anymore.
Yeah.
Those are a couple good people for anybody listening. That's it. I just did the whole show. We just did every bit of the show. Man, I got to go to that Harry Potter London.
So go.
I got to get there.
No one's stopping you, bro.
Yeah, the bank. The bank is stopping me.
The bank is not stopping you. Your lack of work ethic.
You can't just do. No, they won't pay you more because you work harder. What the fuck? That's the worst advice you've ever given to anybody. Don't listen to that, kids. Working hard doesn't get you a dime more. It just gets you overlooked more. If you got questions about work, you call me.
I agree 100% with you. I just wanted to set you up. I knew it was going to be awesome.
Yeah. That's a triggered word for me. That was triggered right there.
Yeah, because that's what us drummers do.
I got triggered. I got Tommy Two Tones pulled up here. Gerald's off the rails too.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't. I missed the Tommy Two Tones part. What'd he put? Oh, I did. I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what's funny about that. I never even thought about it.
Never put it together, did you?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he smacked his head on the keyboard when he was picking the time. Because anyone that knows me knows that I will. That's how I talk about time. I will say that it took me, you know, 6,400 hours to do something, which just means right. a long time. Or I'll say that someone's 9,000 years old. I just mean they're old as fuck. I'm not putting an exact time on it.
Just going with old.
Shout out to Tommy, though.
Tommy Two Tone?
Is he dead?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is Tommy dead? Can we get a confirmation on Tommy's death?
I think Tommy Two Tone is a band. And they're not around anymore, so yeah, they're dead.
Was Tommy the front guy?
No, Tommy Two Tone was the band.
I think Tommy was the front guy.
I believe. Yes.
Jim.
No, Tommy Heath and Jimmy James.
Yeah, Tommy.
It doesn't say either of them are dead, so they're still around.
Yeah, or people forgot they were alive, so no one updated the wiki. Could also happen.
Could.
Yeah, Tommy's 72. See, I knew that guy's name was Tommy. I feel attacked.
Not Tommy Two Tone. Tommy Two Tone's the band. I stand by that.
Tommy.
Can feel attacked if you want to. You were wrong.
Tommy, what's the other guy's name? James?
Jimmy James.
That should have been Tommy Jimmy. No. Tom Jim.
No.
Tommy Two Tones. Tommy Jimmy.
They wouldn't even had one hit if that was their name.
What if they were Tom James?
Tom James?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was already a Tommy James. Tommy James and the Shondells was a band, I believe.
The Shondells. Let me tell you what. I skipped breakfast this morning. Unrelated to your story. I skipped breakfast this morning. I'm getting pretty hungry.
I bet.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, when you talked about that, I thought about biscuits and bacon.
When I said Tommy James and the Shondells?
Yep. Made me think of bacon.
Huh.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I think they're unrelated. Remember, if you want to follow us on the social medias, we are at @game_stitch. I am at Podcast Ryan and haven't tweeted in about 6 years. Dan is at Shirtless Dan, hasn't tweeted in about 3 years. Gerald is at Hoffman Show and he tweets sometimes. I think that's a fair way to say that.
Yeah, I think you said it the nicest, most closest to right way you could.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to. What you got pulled up there, Gerald?
Triple Force Friday.
Oh, it's Lego Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
VIP action. In the club, bottle full of bub. Yeah, he scooped up some more. For those that don't know, Hoffman Show, producer Gerald, avid Lego collector.
Yes, yes.
Follow us on social media. I already said that. I'm not going to say it again, you assholes. Oh, you want me to, but I'm not going to say it again. That's all of the show. For those that support us on Patreon, thank you. For those that don't, thank you for listening every week. Remember, tell someone who doesn't know about us all about us. This week, we're going to invite you to tell a firefighter about us.
Ooh, a firefighter, yes.
Preferably not while he's putting out...
Actually, any emergency services personnel would be fine.
Preferably not while they're doing their job, though.
Yes, yes. Catch them on break or something.
If they're fighting a fire, maybe don't be like, hold on a second. You got a second? Can I tell you about the show that I like a lot?
Right, yeah.
And he's like, doesn't seem like the best time. You're like, I know that, but let me tell you about it. That sounds like someone's being attacked.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gerald was being attacked, but it's under control now.
Yes, he's all good.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for, he's got the friend set. Look at that friend set.
He got the friend set. Oh, my God.
It would look good next to my, what's that one show? Now I forgot. Nope, not Doctor Who. The other one that's like a set like that.
Scooby-Doo?
Nope.
Stranger Things?
Nope. If you just keep guessing, I'll get it.
Brady Bunch?
Nope. Brady Bunch? Is there a Brady Bunch Lego set? Because if there is...
I don't know.
I'm interested in that.
I don't know. Can't figure it out now.
It's close. I'm getting there.
Oh my God, what is that one?
Oh, that's the creator set.
Oh.
The Big Bang Theory is the set that I have.
Oh, okay.
The Friends set would look good next to the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, I have that one. Pretty excited about it. Never put it together. So, again, follow us on social media. Support us on Patreon. Tell a first responder about us.
Not when they're doing their job, when they're on break or eating.
Not when they're saving lives, guys. Back up a little bit. Get a little room. I think that's it. You have anything?
I got nothing.
That's it. That's all of it. All right. We'll be back next week. We'll be back. That's what happened when I tried to talk. Just bees just ran together like when you did the rear earlier.
Ritter.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.
Lend me your rears.